Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, go, go, Gophers! Minnesota is 7-0. Woo! Yes, that headline is correct. The Minnesota Golden Gophers of the Big Ten Conference are currently sporting a 7-0 record for the first time since their first and only national championship season 59 years ago back in 1960. Now think about how much has happened since the Golden Gophers football team has been this hot. America has put men on the moon. Television viewing has been converted from black and white to color television sets and now onto digital signals that you can see on a handheld phone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has advanced from 685 points, that's correct, 685 in 1960 to over 26,000 today, give or take a few hundred points. Also during that span, a Saturday morning cartoon called Go Go Gophers aired within the Underdog cartoon series during the late 1960s. That cartoon featured a large number of reliably corny jokes and featured a couple of Native American gophers always outwitting a troop of bumbling U.S. cavalry members out in the Old West. The 2019 Minnesota Golden Gophers college football team is currently in first place in the Big Ten's Western Division by one game over 6-1 Wisconsin and by two games over 5-2 Iowa and 4-3 Nebraska. This week, the team will host the Maryland Terrapins, 3-4, with a chance to stretch their in-season winning streak to 8 games in a row. Now, if the Gophers take care of business this week, it just might set up the biggest home football game in the school's history as undefeated Penn State comes to Minnesota on Saturday, November the 9th. Excellent. The Associated Press has ranked Minnesota number 17. That's their highest ranking since 2004, with Penn State at number 6 this week. Now, in contrast, your SwampSwami here has the Gophers rated all the way up at number 9 and PSU at number 6 in my poll this week. The Gophers' start to the 2019 football season was not very impressive, though. This is a team who won its first four games by 7 points, 3 points in overtime, 3 points, and 7 points against relatively weak competition. But then the switch has been flipped, and Minnesota has plowed through Big Ten rivals Illinois, Nebraska, and Rutgers by more than 20 points over each team.
Bye, bye, bye.
Though Minnesota has been relatively successful during the past decade with a number of bowl appearances, the team has lost at least 3 football games every season since 2003. Now, being undefeated heading into the month of November is a new concept for this university with over 47,000 students. If the Gophers should beat Maryland this Saturday, and Auburn should somehow upset LSU this weekend, there's a very good chance that a November 9th matchup between the Golden Gophers and the Nittany Lions of Penn State might also bring the ESPN Game Day crew to Minneapolis for the very first time as well. This year's Minnesota football team features the nation's 17th ranked defense and a very balanced but surprisingly productive offense which scores about 35 points a game. In a nutshell, this is a football team that can beat you on the ground 190 yards a game or in the air at 230 yards per game. And it also doesn't beat itself with penalties. They're ranked with the fourth fewest penalties out of the 130 FBS teams, and the Minnesota team controls the football on offense as they rank number 13 in time of possession this season. Head football coach P.J. Fleck is just 38 years old, and he's in his third season at the helm in Minnesota. Previously, Fleck led an amazing turnaround at Western Michigan University by starting with a 1-11 team in his first year in 2013 and then leading them to a 12-0 regular season in 2016. Those Broncos lost to Wisconsin in the Cotton Bowl by just 8 points. During his time at Western Michigan, Fleck used the motivational phrase, "row the boat," to inspire his players that it takes hard work and their best efforts of every player each week to win consistently. The coach said that he coined the phrase when he was struggling with dealing with the loss of his own infant son named Colt due to a heart condition. After taking the job in Minnesota, Coach Fleck has injected the team with his heart too. The coach allowed a walk-on former quarterback to come on board the team this season. Now that may not sound very unusual until you learn that sophomore walk-on Casey O'Brien is a 4-time survivor of a rare bone cancer called osteosarcoma. After years of chemotherapy, the young man had to give up his desires to play quarterback and simply wanted someone to allow him the chance to play on their college football team. Enter Minnesota coach P.J. Fleck. He welcomed the young man onto the Golden Gophers football team. And last Saturday, Casey O'Brien went into his first college football game to be the holder for the place kicker during a few fourth-quarter extra point attempts during Minnesota's 42-7 win at Rutgers. The young player was then mobbed by his teammates along the sidelines after each of the three successful extra point attempts. For his courage and hard work, Casey O'Brien was just named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Row the boat! It's certainly easy to root for this Minnesota college football team. They are quietly working their way up the national rankings, and maybe, just maybe, we'll get a chance to see ESPN Game Day host Lee Corso finally don the headgear of the Gophers very soon. Row, row, Gophers! I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
In this world, the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed, who rob and steal from those who need to right this wrong with blinding speed. Goes underdog,
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 speed.